Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, God has made.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
It's always a nice song to sing right before testimony because of a bunch of us singing that song together at a camp meeting. All right, if you can kneel, please do so. I know I don't ordinarily pray a second time if I'm the one on the mic again, but a lot of people are going to be on the mic. So Let's all pray for the Holy Spirit to be present with that bridle. So please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with this time together because every month, as you know, we gather to share with everybody we can, and you know, before the great congregation, as David said, to share the testimonies as to all these wonderful things that you're doing for us. Thank you, Father, for giving us and blessing us and giving us all that we need to share our faith with others, and especially in the area of reminding us of all those things you have told us and shown us, especially in your word, the promise of John 14:26, and even with the prophetic things, the promise of John 14:29. And so thank you, Father, for giving us that which we need to go forth and glorify you. And please bless everyone here today with bridal fingers or bridal tongues so that you and you alone are glorified. We offer this prayer and all these praises in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okie dokie. I want to start off with praising the Lord that I'm here. So. You know, I couldn't make it last night because it was all I could do to put two words together without messing up. You know, all I could wasn't that bad, but, you know, I was afraid that if I can't give my all, I feel guilty. I don't want to get up there and share and preach and try to teach where I can't, you know, I had issues focusing because I hadn't slept at all in 2 days. And it was a lesson the Lord was teaching me, as we discussed earlier, thank him for the lesson, and he'll continue to bless me. But the fact I was able to get 12 hours of sleep, that was kind of what I was expecting and hoping for. But I want to praise the Lord that I was able to, you know, handle the answer to the prayer, you know, the shake him up, wake him up prayer for me. You know, like we all have the same problems, I would think. It's best to hear it from somebody else other than ourselves or other than our loved ones that are trying to share things with us in regards to some of the problems we might be having. And for the Lord to do it in a way to where we can't misunderstand it now. And I praise his name for him helping me there in regards to one of the main reasons for my stress. You know, and that is I am concerned for family, you know, my immediate family and my church family. And so now we all need to be praying for each other in that regard, because I know some of you worry about your loved ones too, but you can only give them so much and then let go of God, because it'll kill you. Yeah, that too. And he was just answering my prayer by preventing me from getting to sleep. You know, and then once I get to sleep, yeah, I'll get my 7 or 8 hours. Well, this time I got 12 because I needed it. And so I also want to praise the Lord that I gave the Billions Will Blaspheme the Holy Ghost track to a USP guy, UPS guy last week. Anybody that comes in the driveway gets one. Whatever track I'm working on, by the way. And it just so happens that's my most recent track. And he has been assigned to me, it looks like, to deliver here. And being a talker, we got to talking, you know, because I had gave him the track a couple of weeks prior. Or a week prior, probably a week prior, because it seems like it's nonstop, this guy coming in the driveway because I need things and my wife needs things and my daughter needs things. And so we get a lot of people coming in the driveway. And so we got to talking, and I asked him if he had gotten a chance to read the track, and he said he did. Now, a lot of people, like these UPS guys especially, because you never know. The nice thing is I get to see them again. Not all of them, but sometimes I do. And I ask them questions like that. And sometimes, oh, yeah, I read it. And then they'll walk away. And then you know they didn't really read it. They just said that to shut you up. Because usually people are going to lie and to do that. And so just to move on. But he went on to say that everything he read in the tract was confirming what he had been seeing happening in society all around him. And so what was said in the tract made sense to him, to the point he said he's keeping his eyes wide open now. Because I guess he didn't realize somebody else saw it too. But keep him in your prayers. I forget his name. Didn't give me his name, but I think his name was on his shirt, and I should have read it and locked it in. Because if I see the name written down or numbers for some reason, he locked it in my brain for some reason. I don't know. And when they drive away after I give him a track, I ask the Lord to bless them. And so pray for everybody that we're handing out these tracks to. And so, but this, and another praise that I have is, and this just came to light recently, and this could have been one of the reasons for the escalation in my most recent trial, if you will. I'm not sure, because I'm reading the first sentence, and I put this in a few weeks ago to share with y'all, because it came to mind, I think, during a midday prayer or something like that. But many years ago, in the infancy of the movement, you know, the Seventh-day Remnant movement, the Lord moved the leaders of the SDR faith to hold a church service wherein two or more leaders in the faith fielded questions from the church family live every now and then on Sabbath. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? And then when one of the leaders fell off the path and left the church, the Q&A Sabbath stopped. Then not too long after that, I was moved by the Lord to start it up again, but only to build a Q&A page with the emailed questions I was getting on a regular basis, and I still probably have 400 or 500 of them. Let me just do it, because I don't want to be a liar, so let me not very effective in explaining things. So my Q&A area has 400. Let's see. Ooh, okay, I got it down to 463. So I still have 463 emails that I've already answered every one of them. I don't sit there and wait months to say, okay, now I'm going to put you on a Q&A page and then you'll get your answer. No, I answer them as quick as I can. And usually within the same day, but if the emails are heavy, I won't even read your email for sometimes a week or more. But what happened, this thing with, doing the Q&A by myself, because the Q&A page, let me see where it's at right now. I know it's over 500 questions. You just go to the Bible Truth section, go to Have Questions, and it's the very first link, Q&A Past. And I'll go to the most bottom one, and that is 541. But it's going to be different from this point forward, because 541 doesn't, the link, when you click it, doesn't bring you to the answer to the question. It brings you to the audio of the service. Because I'm not going to transcribe these audios, right? Because after I started doing this by myself, just doing the Q&A thing by myself, I wanted to get at least 200 or 300 questions answered on a certain page on a website. It helps me, like when people ask me a question in email, instead of me having to do the study all over again, which I love to do anyway, if I've already done the study, I could just copy and paste. And that brings my emails down for 200 or 300 a week, down to maybe 20 or 30 a week that I haven't been able to get to. Well, not 200 or 300 a week. That'd be a month. Let's say 200 or 300 a month, get them down to, get my pile down. I think my pile's at about 100 right now where I'm backed up. I got it to 540. And that's when it dawned on me. Because this went on for little over 13 years where I was doing these Q&As every week, as y'all, or every month. We called it the Q&A Sabbath, as y'all know. And again, I just would read the email that was sent to me and give the answer, and I would ad-lib. If anybody's ever gone to the Q&A page and tried to read along with my notes that I'll transcribe a little bit, you notice I have a tendency to ad-lib. And that just happens. And so the Q&A page is more or less the basic, and the audio is going to be in-depth a little more sometimes. And then, so the, after 13 years, a few days before last Sabbath, the Lord moved me to reach out to Pastor Elvin to see if he wanted to do it with me. And praise the Lord, he was excited about it, you know. And lo and behold, it was the best Q&A service we've ever done. And this is even better than what we did years ago, because sometimes it would go on for so long, we would say, okay, we have to do this. We'll do part two next week. Because we didn't do it every month, which we should have been doing. We were doing it like maybe every other month or something like that. And so, and here's the thing. Instead of the normal 30 to 45 minutes, amen, I know it's a blessing for me too. So instead of the normal 30 to 45 minutes for the Q&A Sabbath, it went on. And I don't think most of the people in the church family even realized this. It went on for over 2 hours. Everyone loved it so much. They just, nobody laughed either. Did you notice that? I think two or three people left, if that. And they probably just fell out and came back. There was that many. It was just over 2 hours. The Lord's presence was so apparent and so willing to be doing this for us. And he's going to help us do it every month, God willing. And so, yeah, we'll do it again next month. You know, and I'll probably do like I did before. I could start the service, because I got to get this pile down, so I could start the service with like a short, because I got a ton. See, that's one of the reasons the number is so high in my email stack, is a lot of them are, I answered a question within, you know, I can say it in 5 minutes. That's not going to be a very good Q&A Sabbath. I'd have to do 10 of those to get 50 minutes in, right? And so I might share one or two of these little quickies, because I've always wanted to put them up there. Never did. And that'll give us time while I start it. And then if Alvin's on the mic, him and I will be sitting there talking back and forth to each other and sharing like a podcast, you know, just talking and everybody's listening. And all of a sudden, the questions will come in. Because by then, you'll be able to type them up and PM them to me or Alvin or anybody else. I don't know if we should have anybody else fielding. Like, such a many does the Q&As. I'm sorry, the testimonies. Everybody emails them to, or better yet, PMs them to Sister Minnie, and those that some of them also email them to me, and sometimes to Fran too. But she usually just sends them off to me, because I don't think she's got a mic set up on her laptop, and she's got to be in a separate room because of the echo. I literally have to shut my door because the echo could be 6 second lag, and boy, does that get confusing when you're out there and you're hearing both me and then me again. And I'm 6 seconds apart. That's why radio announcers or DJs will always tell you, can you turn off your radio while you're talking to me on the phone? So, all right. Let me see. Let me check my emails, but does any... Sister Minnie's got her hand up. Good. So I'm going to drop the mic.
I have a blessing, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right. Praise the Lord. All right, I've got some praises to share. I'm going to start with the ones that were shared in the Children's Study Hour in case, I know Sister Katie reads them on the mic, but just in case those that joined the church service did not hear them. All right, Sister Pam says, praise the Lord for teaching me to hear and obey his voice. Praise the Lord, sister. And then I think it's Ellie. Praise the Lord for all his creation and nature. And that's with Seth and Amy, their family. Brother Jesse says, praise the Lord. He says, praise. The Lord strengtheneth me when I was weary in the morning from awaking too early. He also reveals parts of his pattern, character, and principles to me every day in the hopes of being exactly like his son one day. Praise the Lord. And that's what we all pray for, Brother Jesse, is to reflect Jesus in everything we do, say, and think, and to be able to reflect him perfectly someday, which will be hopefully soon. All right. And I think it's Sister Evie. Praise the Lord for our house and our health and safety and our pets and food and his love and his word and his guidance. And she had shared a praise in the children's study, but this one she's put in the chat room, so I just shared that one. Sister Luna says, I praise God for helping all in the world. I praise Him for healing me when I was sick last week. I praise God for all animals and plants in the world. I praise God for allowing for camp meeting this year. I praise God for healing my grandma. Praise the Lord, Sister. And then Sister Zoom, this one was shared in Termstadt, and she has another one that I'll share later. Praise the Lord for the sunshine, for these blessed services, for time to relax, for peace and happiness, for the ability to prepare and plan for times ahead, for my faith, my friends, my family, for the blessed grace gifted to us by our beloved Lord, for Jesus' sacrifice, for His light, which refreshes us daily, and for all the provision that supplies our needs. I give thanks for God's wisdom and His word that guides us daily until we are able to stand in the congregation of the redeemed in heaven someday. Thank you for everything, our dear, precious Lord and Savior, Jesus. I echo that as well, Sister. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Ashley, praise the Lord for my family and helping me find the SDA church. Praise the Lord and welcome, Sister. We welcome you to our church. Little Brother Damien says, praise the Lord for all that the Lord has done. Praise the Lord for the animals and plants. Praise the Lord for the wonderful week. Praise the Lord, Brother. And then Sister Barbara, I would like to praise the Lord for my salvation and enjoy with it. All the answered prayers, protection, and keeping us on our feet through heel issues, the Lord is wonderful. She probably means through health issues. Praise the Lord, Sister. Sister Denise shared, I praise and thank the Lord for allowing us to see another beautiful Sabbath day. Amen to that. Also, I thank the Lord for His mercy, love, forgiveness, protection, health, correction, and for His truth and words. And I thank the Lord for this beloved church family and for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Amen, Sister. I echo that as well. Sister Denise has shared, my family praises the Lord for His amazing love, long-suffering, patience, unfailing grace, all the blessings, mercy, and forgiveness. I can't express in words how wonderful is our God. All glory to His holy name. Amen to that. Amen, Sister. Brother Gabriel and Isaiah, praise the Lord for all the blessings and for all the healing He has done, for the nice weather, for allowing us to be able to be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for this church family, for the roof over our head and the food He provides. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Amen. Sister Jania, praise the Lord for all the praises. Also thank Him for His guidance and blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Vanessa, praise the Lord. I got to spend time with my son and oldest daughter on Thursday. We went to see a waterfall up close and spent time swimming and talking and laughing. I was greatly blessed. Praise the Lord, Sister. And Sister Mary says, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it, for His mercy, patience, and long-suffering, protection, correction, and the perfect peace that only He can give, for the witnessing opportunities and everything that He does for us that we don't even know. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister. And then Sister Zoom had another praise. I praise the Lord that I was driving to the mountains, and on the way back, a message on the dashboard said I was losing air pressure in my left tires. I kept going, hoping to get home to sort it out. 45 minutes later, I got home. Both tires were completely deflated. The angels, knowing I did not have a clue about the seriousness of the issue, carried me home as if my car was fine until I got home. Wow, praise the Lord, Sister. A garage on the street replaced my tires. It was a miracle. I praise the Lord for these types of miracles and the ones we may not even know of when the Lord sent angels to rescue us. I praise the Lord for keeping us all in the faith and thank the Lord for giving me the thought to pray for opportunities to bear fruit for His kingdom and to fully fulfill His will in my life. I've had a good few weeks. My movie watching has been stopped for now, and each day is a daily struggle to avoid them, and the Lord is helping me every day to do more useful things with my time, include study His word and EDW books, make music on my computer, learn guitar, and visit my friends in the faith who were so pleased to fellowship. It was beneficial spiritually for all, and I praise God for that. Praise the Lord, Sister, and, you know, God will continue to help us overcome issues in our life that we know we shouldn't be doing. And praise the Lord for that, sister. All right, I'll drop the mic.
Okay. Sorry, give me a minute, but it looks like they're doing it again. Hold on. Yeah, the stream crashed. I can't turn the mic on. So I'm going to have to reboot the stream. Those that are listening, and there's a bunch of you, please just give it a moment. It'll refresh. You'll be right back in the stream, but I have to shut it down. The problem with the streamer is that it's slow in its reboot, so it could take up to 60 seconds. So it's nice to say that in today's world it takes up to 60 seconds. The dial-up days, yeah, give me an hour. So it's nice that this is only going to take 60 seconds, but I got to reboot. Yeah, see, I can't even reboot, so I got to go into Task Manager and force it. So let me go to Task Manager real quick here. Oops. Let me see. I wonder if I could do this without being administrator, because I didn't hit administrator in task. It should let me. There. Okay, good. So now I'm just going to, well, now they can't hear me, so. All right, let me restart it. Let's give it a moment, because I got to have the miking, the ability to turn a mic on. I don't know why it's doing this. I'm going to have to get with them now on tech support. Load current presentation. Continue. So let it do that. I like that feature. Yeah, it lets you load up the, because some people change their presentations on the fly. So let me get the broadcast restarted, because it takes a minute just to get the software to come back, and then it takes another 30 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, to get. All right. Okay, now it's saying that it's live. All right, now it probably crashed out. Oh, no, I don't think it did. Let me see. Test. Okay, no, it didn't crash out the old WTPR. The new one's good. I could see the video meter flying. So, Twitch. Well, okay, good. Now you can hear. All right. The safest way to hear, the cheapest way to hear, bandwidth-wise, is using Twitch. Because Twitch, right now, with as many people in there, and we got about 46 families in that, I'm only pushing out third of a meg, like 32 kilobits per second. WTPR, on the other hand, with well over 200 people in there, almost 250, we're almost at 32 megabytes. So thanks for going to Twitch. Kind of slows down, so I can turn the mic on. Okay, the mic turns itself on automatically, so we're good there. All right, so I apologize for those of you on Twitch. You probably could hear me saying it did crash, because last week it crashed, but I didn't have to turn the mic on and off. It was on. But but I couldn't change pages, like to show you my browser or something. All right, so. Okay, so, all right. Let me go into my email now. And that's the only, well, I'm going to have to put my email on a different screen then, because my email software, I got it covering Twitch up, or the streamer. So, yeah, I'll put it on my Bible page, my Bible monitor. Okay. And I want to apologize to Sister Stephanie. I didn't catch your name right off when I saw that texting going in there, and I'm sorry I accused the little one there. Because I've been hacked before, and they use ASCII or ANSI graphics like that to pull in a hack. And so I just misunderstood. If I noticed right off, the Isabel thing is what threw me off. Okay, I think that's what it was the Isabel thing. But so I apologize for that. So let me check my email. You're going to get another apology in the email if you didn't hear me, so because I just sent it off. Okay, Sister Aurora has a praise. You can send your praises, your testimonies, Sister Ashley, you can send them to Sister Mindy or Brother Joe, or you can email them to me through the website on the Contact Us page. But it's easier just to PM Mindy. Yeah, send them to Sister Mindy. And if you don't know how to do it, Sister Minnie could send you a PM, and then it'll your screen will darken, and you'll have to select or you know accept the PM and all that. And then you'll know how to do PMs. We call them PMs, even though I think the software calls them DMs, direct messages, but our old chat room said PMs, private messages. And so that's we're stuck there. That's how we do it. We've been doing it that way for decades. So let me get this email from Sister Aurora. She says, hello, church family. I want to praise the Lord for my life, the life of loved ones, and of all the mercy and blessings he gives so freely. Day by day, we see amazing events, and we know it's a blessing from the Lord. We have had many days of rain and then many days of sun. Both are beautiful and necessary. I am so very blessed for my stable health, wisdom, and financial fitness, and clean water, and I could go on for hours. Praise the Lord for this church family and looking forward to the camp meeting. Amen. See you there, sister. I want to praise the Lord, too. She reminded me, I want to praise the Lord for, you know, the rain and the sun that we get here, too, because we need it, especially this year, because Sister Marissa and Brother Danny have been visiting, you know, Sister Brother Evan and Sister Janiza for a few months. And they made a garden on our land. I've never seen a garden built that way before. But it's beautiful and is going very well. And they stop by on a regular basis, and we get to go out there and chat and just see all the stuff growing. I've never seen bok choy grow like that before. But I usually use my Gardein. It's a hydroponic garden. I haven't used it in a couple of years. It's in the basement now. And I would grow bok choy in there. And it would be, you know, about the size of a 16-inch softball. These things are huge, the ones that they're growing out there in the garden. So, and then everything else, the corn and the zucchini and all that's just great. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that the soil is so fertile. The only hassle with our soil being so fertile is it's not like the Philippines where you might have to weed once a month. Here you got to do it once a day. So, you know, but that's okay. It's like I was telling them before, you can dig a hole in my backyard, go down 5 feet if you want. It doesn't matter. Don't touch the hole for a few days, come back, there's stuff growing in the hole. The seeds are they're literally permeated in the soil because the seeds that fell last year that didn't grow, they've been covered with new soil this year, and then every year just keep going to the point where the seed never gets a chance to see sunlight. It just stays in the soil until you dig a hole, let sunlight hit it, and bam, it just starts growing. And so I'm grateful for that, too, because you can literally grow anything. She says, this is a testimony. This is my testimony in prayer. She goes, I thank the bandwidth is not that bad. It's like, whoa, I'm offline. Am I back? I think I'm back. Okay, yeah, the stream just came back. Looks like my internet shut off for a moment, which means they did a switch. They just flipped a switch because they're working on towers. So, yeah, turbo fell out and came back in. But so did my streamer. That's how I noticed it, because I'm looking at one screen and I just happen the other screen just sends the alert to me. And it was just under it. So it's the little 10-inch screens that I use for that, though. But, yeah, that was my entire internet that I'm running my streams through, including WTPR. That's what went down. But, again, I say it was a switch because we had a tower go down last month, if you all remember. It's obviously fixed it, and now they switched me back to the original tower, so the speed should be better now. All right, so, Sister Marie, I thank and praise God for giving trials of patience, because only God knows I learn from it. I also thank God for unspoken and answered prayers. I pray that the seeds that were planted be watered in abundance for the glory of God. I also thank God for helping me through a traumatic experience that left me with some fear, but through His grace and healing, I am once again bouncing back to normal. Glory be His name forever. I also thank God for my salvation and healing my throat. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone, and know that God is always in control. Amen, dear sister. You can't hear anything? You might No sound. It's going through WTPR. I know it is because I can see the VU meter. Let me see if it's going through. Test. Test, 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 test. Okay, we crashed on the main server now. Has crashed out. It's showing traffic. Let me refresh it. Hold on. Some of you can hear me. I know that much. Okay.
We crashed on.
Okay, there it goes. Okay, I don't know why that one crashed because it's a completely different internet service. But maybe it's feeding off the same towers or something. Okay, but yeah, that one was crashed too. It was, I had to literally refresh the player, so it's running now. Browser back up. Okay, now it just let me back on Turbo. Okay, I don't know what's going on out there, but they're messing with our internet. And not just, it's all the internet. Let's see, Twitch is down. Let me get Twitch back up. Okay, now Twitch is going to take a good 30 seconds to come back up. But Turbo coming, dropping out, and then the main server dropping, and it's still out. Okay, let me go to that other screen now. Praise God for these little screens I bought. Let me see. It's easier for me to jump around. Okay. Let me see if it's coming up. Test. Test. Okay, it's not wanting to come up. Okay, there it goes. Okay, so that one came back up. Yeah, I know. Twitch is back online too now. I don't know what they're doing, but... I don't know what they're doing, but I can understand one of the internet's going down, but the stream just went down again. It's showing up on my main system, but it ain't. Let me go to that server. Hold on. But it's not showing up on this one. Shills 41 families came back. See, I'm going to reboot on that one just to see if it gets me in. All right, that one's back up. Okay, somebody just texted me, so let me. Okay, so everybody can, Joe, can you hear me? Because he just texted me. Everybody can hear me now? I don't know which screen to look at. Okay, Brother Gilbert just texted me here. Okay, Brother Gilbert, can you email that to me? Because if I click it down, because I just clicked it down, and let me see if he's still in here. Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, thanks, bro. Thanks. But from what I read at the bottom, I don't think you get a problem at all. It's some of us have to see what the enemy's up to. But yeah, just email it to me. Yeah, no problem there. It's when there was someone that, well, maybe I should bring that up again, what I announced earlier, because what you did is completely different. No, that's what some of us have to do, from what I'm understanding. But when, I'll do it at the end, like at fellowship, if I remember, if we're not on here too long. All right, so let me, I got to find my emails again. Okay, so that was Sister Marie. I read all of hers, and she sparked me to remind everyone of mine. And I also want to praise God for my salvation and the amazing joy that comes with it and the peace and all these crazy times. So, but yeah, I want to praise the Lord that we're back up again. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, Brother Anthony, and I was right. I look at the first. Or no, the last one, I think that he has a PS on here. He's at a truck stop for Sabbath, and so he can't get on Turbo. No loss, bro, because Turbo's going on and off. So, but yeah, he sent me a praise, and so I'm going to read that to everybody here. All right. Oh, man. Except everybody's going to WTPR for some reason. We're over 300, so that might cause us issues. nah, we're good there. Well, maybe that's what's causing the issue. I don't know. I will figure that out later. All right. Okay, from Brother Anthony, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick, Sister Fran, and beloved church family. God is so good in so many ways. I wanted to take this moment to uplift his holy name for how he has been helping me as I am getting adjusted to life on the road. It isn't easy, but you get used to it after a while. What has been helping me adjust the most is having my other half with me. Praise the Lord, I was praying about that. She has been encouraging me and helping me to manage everything around me, even though I get a little stubborn at times, if I'm being honest here with everyone. Yeah. And then she says she's also getting sweaty and dirty with me to be secure the loads on my trailer. Her help has been a relief for me because it's a lot to secure a load, manage my hours and paperwork by yourself. But it can be done by the help of the Almighty. The best part about having her with me is that she's keeping me company, and that's what matters to me the most. It can get lonely out here. Yeah. I also want to praise God for bringing some shortcomings to my attention, and I'm grateful for the humility of Christ to realize that these are shortcomings that I need to overcome. One of the things that he is revealing to me is that I need more meekness. Amen. Same here, bro. Especially as I encounter individuals on the road who really test my meekness. This statement is from Sister White. This statement from Sister White helps me to navigate through it. And it's Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 2, page 206, paragraph 2, and it's just one sentence. She says, if the Christian possesses the humility of his master, he will rise above the slights, the rebuffs, and annoyances to which he is daily exposed, and they will cease to cast a gloom over his spirit. Amen. And that's where I got to get in a big way, too. So thank you for that. There's a bumper sticker there. And so he goes on, there's a lot more things that I could say, but this will suffice. I love you all very much, and I hope and pray that you will have a happy Sabbath. Your brother and sister in Christ, Anthony and Danny. And he says, yeah, I'm stuck at a truck stop, but he's on WTPR. So, okay. All right, so let me go to the next one. Oh, let me check my email. Okay. Brother Jesse had a testimony in regards to, he's praising the Lord that he was born because of some strange situations that happened at his birth, but I can't share it because he gets a little bit too personal there. And so we're praising the Lord with you, brother, what you went through and what your ma went through. That had been rough. But certain things like that, we can't declare like out loud like that. And so, but we could say it to each other, you know, privately. And so thank you for sharing, bro. And said, okay. All right. Oh, and, well, yeah, I'll do it after the service. Okay. Sister Mindy, she's got her hand up, so I'm going to drop the mic, assuming I can even turn it off. Let's see. I'll always check over here first. You know what? I don't think I should turn it off because if it cracks, well, I'll just reboot. Yeah, I'll turn it off.
Alrighty, I have some more praises to share. And keep them coming, brothers and sisters. Alright, so, Sister Pam, I posted in the room, I want to praise the Lord for his protection. Every morning I take the dog for a walk in the forest because he needs to run and get exercise. When we head out, I ask the Lord to protect us. A short ways up the trail, I heard a rustler in the bushes to my left. I stopped to look and listen. After a few moments, I decided it was probably a bird and started to walk again. A small voice said, stop, go back and look again. So I went back and looked. To my surprise, there was a tiny little bear cub. As most people know, a mother bear is very protective of her little ones. I didn't see her, but I could hear her huff. I turned and went back to my vehicle without incident. So I want to praise the Lord for watching over me every day and for training my ears to hear his voice and for his great love. Praise the Lord, sister. That is amazing how God protects us. And yes, we need to hear, make sure we hear his voice and listen when he says, stop or go here or go there. Brother Alvin, I want to praise the Lord because he answered the unspoken prayers of my family and helped us make a significant decision for our journey not long ago. God is always good and gracious, and he knows our best interests as he directs our labor in his vineyard. I give thanks to the Lord as well for the good health, physically and spiritually, and my family is enjoying. My family is enjoying, yes, the good health and physically and spiritually. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I echo that too, brother. Brother Mail posted in the room, I am so grateful for the peace of Jesus. No, I think he made this. Okay. I'm so grateful for the peace of Jesus. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This kind of peace is not easy to explain, so all I will say is pray for it. You will have a peace you have never experienced before. Thank you so very much for this peace, Father. I love you, and all praise and glory be yours. Amen, Brother Mel, and I echo that as well. There's nothing like the peace of Jesus in our heart, and it is hard to explain. You know, you have to experience it to truly understand it. Amen to that. All right. I will drop the mic.
Okay, let me see if I have any more testimonies. Because you dropped that mic pretty quick, sister. So, it's confusing for me to do this on this screen. Oh. We got one from Sister Stephanie. She says, Sabbath blessings, brethren and sisterin. First time I ever heard that word. She says, I want to praise the Lord for salvation, his guidance and protection. I want to thank God for the rain that came. It's been a very hot, fairly dry summer. The gardens needed the rains. I also want to thank and praise him for our gardens. We have one large one and a smaller raised bed that both have been doing well, and we have enjoyed the delicious fruits and veggies that God has provided us. Wow, that's exactly what's going on here. You know, like Alvin's in-laws are making the big garden, and we have two little raised beds that we're doing. And everything seems to be working out pretty good, too, but you got to water them. She says, he is always faithful to us. I always would like to praise him for helping me get my food plans situated. I have a minimal list of things I can eat, and it's been a slight struggle to get it all worked out, but he sure helped me through it. Definitely helped me, or helped with some patience as well. And lastly, for now, I want to praise our loving Father for everything he has given my family. I simply look around and see all these blessings, food on the table, clothes on the back, water in the wells, and a home full of love. We should never take for granted the small things around us. God is too good to us. Amen. God bless. Sister Stephanie. Amen. 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 So let me check it again, see if anybody else went into the other contact us page. Oh, I got one from Stephen, Brother Stephen. Sorry, Mike makes funny noises. I got an on arm. It squeaks when I move it. All right, so he says, this month has been a great blessing from the Lord. I could see clearly the truth still, or the truth till I separated, what I could not rather see clearly the truth till I separated from the SDA groups. I was in them to preach present truth, he says. And he says, and separate from those who have started saying things against the present truth. When I did leave, I was reminded of something that convinced me the truth once again that was not covered by those now speaking against it. I believe my lingering kept me from being able to be blessed with such remembrance. God is very long-suffering, and amen to that, brother. I got to say, because so many people think that you got to stay in the SDA church and warn the people while they're in there. No, they're going to become complacent with them. They're not going to be able to see certain things. You got to obey Jesus first, and then he'll tell you. And, yeah, amen. So he goes on to say that I praise the Lord too, that it's hard to read it because it's on this top monitor and it's kind of far from me. I praise the Lord too, that though I am unworthy of the least of his truths, as Jacob felt in Genesis 32:10, he still blesses me with it. I want to be like Christ. I praise God for his patience, giving me days to live so that I can learn and to sanctify me for heaven. Truly, God is a preserver of life. In him we consist and have our being, and without him nothing that was made was made. I say this because recently I have had some troubling feelings, indicative of issues that I have had before. Twice I called out to God when I had great pressure and pain in my heart and said, Lord, please have mercy. Recently I had to cry out again. I am so grateful that God healed me again. I pray that the life I live will be for him. He is so good. So good. Over 2 years ago, I was kind of threatened by my doctor that my heart might not tolerate me being off my anxiety medication. That's how they work. They don't want you to, because they make money on that stuff. Psychotropic too, but he says, having taken it for most of my life from childhood, but I trust God with my life, and I am glad to have received his help. Praise the good Lord Jesus. I thank him too for the great blessing to speak the truth to souls, to hand out tracts, and for keeping the rain from falling on two separate Sundays so that me and a brother could place tracts on cars as people are in church. I praise God for the great work to be done. God bless. Happy Sabbath. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, let me check my email again here and see if I got any more. I don't know if Sister Winnie didn't take her hand down, so I'm assuming it's still up. So let's see. Okay, no. Do you have any more, Sister Minnie? This might be we got kind of spoiled last week with the Q&A being for over 2 hours. This is probably about the norm for us when it comes to testimony services. But oh, she has more? Okay, so let me drop it.
All right. Yes, I do have more. Praise the Lord. I will share... Brother Matthew says, I praise the Lord for my trial of grief. I praise the Lord for the things that I have learned and heard from this, things I needed to hear, though some of it hurt me. Blessings sometimes come through these times of tears and pain. Praise the Lord. We're continuing to pray for you, Brother Matthew. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Ashley sent me a praise. She says, so I was baptized onto the Seventh-day Adventist Church about a year ago. Not long after I was baptized, I had a family crisis and allowed myself to give in to the devil's temptation and walk in darkness for so long that I was unable to hear the Holy Spirit. Then in October of last year, my ex-husband took me to court for full custody of my eldest son, claiming lies about me and my current husband. The enemy also used people in my church to lie about me, which resulted in me having to give my ex custody of my son for the next year. Afterward, I was angry with God and heartbroken that he didn't intervene, but seemingly allowed the enemy to win with his deceptions. After walking in darkness for over 6 months, I cried out to the Lord again and revealed my sins to me and called me back to himself. He has since delivered me from several addictions and given me his peace, which truly surpasses all understanding. After calling me back, I was watching sermons on YouTube when one of Pastor Nick's videos came across my recommended page. It was about the SDA apostasy. I watched it and was angry at first and honestly felt confused. I didn't understand how 501c3 qualified a church as apostate. But after praying and studying the Lord, led me to the truth. The truth about Ellen's books being changed and about the Seventh-day Remnant Church. Today is my first service with you all, and I'm so blessed and happy to be with you all. Praise the Lord, Sister Ashley, and we are so happy to have you here, and we accept you with open arms. And, you know, I want to share with you, Sister, and a lot of my brothers and sisters in the church know my testimony. I have a similar experience as you, Sister, and although I wasn't raised Seventh-day Adventist, I was raised Pentecostal, and as you, I strayed away, and I got into things I shouldn't have gotten into. I got into alcohol, I got into marijuana, I got into going to nightclubs and dancing and dressing in ways I shouldn't dress, and I was even wearing a cross necklace when I was doing it. And I knew in my heart that this is not, I always believed in the Lord. I had faith in the Lord, but I knew I wasn't walking with him. And I was feeling, you know, ashamed about it. And I'm wanting to get back with the Lord. And one morning I woke up, and for the first time and only time, I heard the Holy Spirit in a very clear and distinct voice saying, "Get ready, Jesus is coming." And I just fell on my knees, and I just started bawling. And I'm like, "Lord, what do you want me to do? What can I do to get ready?" And so after that, after praying, and, you know, the Lord, it's like I had a hunger for the little Bible prophecy. It's like I have to know. If we're living in the last days, I have to know what's going on. And so I always was intrigued by the book of Revelation, but I never really understood it. And as with you, Sister, I got on the internet, I got into YouTube, I started watching all these different videos, but the ones that really cut my heart were Pastor Nick's videos, and about the Mark of the Beast and the Antichrist. And at first I was mad because I believed the lie that, you know, the secret rapture and the 7-year trib and, you know, most of your churches, you know, teach us that. And I was like, there's no way we're going to be here during the plagues. And at first I was kind of angry at his videos. It's like, no, that can't be. But the more I prayed about it and the more I read God's word, where in the Bible does it talk about a secret rapture? It is not secret. I mean, everybody's going to know when Jesus returns. And so then that exposed that lie. And the more I watched his videos, the more it was like, you know, to me, I related as puzzle pieces, and they all started coming together until I could see the whole big picture. And then it's like, oh, praise the Lord, I understand, you know, what the book of Revelation, you know, is warning us about. And I did not join the chat room. I probably was on WTPR for a good, maybe 2 years before I actually had the nerve to get into the chat room. But, you know, as I was listening to WTPR, it just blessed me so much, and it helped me to trust the pastor more, because, you know, having gone to all these, I was going to all these mega churches and kind of church hopping, and the non-denominational churches, they're Pentecostal. I mean, I was raised Pentecostal, you know, was talking in the tongues and all that. And so I went back to this mega church because I just felt like I needed to go to church. And I prayed for the Lord, if I don't belong in this church, if this isn't the church for me, I need you to give me a big neon sign that this is not the church. So one Sunday I went to church, and the pastor stood up, very charismatic pastor, preacher-tainer, and he held up, I'm believing it was an NIV, but he had other Bibles that he was holding up as well. And he said, quote unquote, "If there's a Bible verse in the Bible that really touches your heart and it's speaking to you, go ahead and cut it out. Put it in your purse. Put it in your pocket so you have that verse." And I was like, whoa, that's God's word. I am not going to cut out Bible verses out of his precious holy word. And that was my neon sign. That's when I left that church and never went back. And then I started learning about the Sabbath, and that's when I decided to be a Sabbath keeper, and I started joining the chat room, and I've been here ever since. And this was back in 2009, I believe I started listening to WTPR, and then probably about 2012, I think I actually started getting involved with the chat room and really getting to know the brothers and sisters, and even though we don't meet them, you know, in person, I felt very welcome with my brothers and sisters in this church. And we've seen a lot of them come, we've seen a lot of them go, and that's just going to happen until Jesus returns. You know, it's just part of the shaking. And so I just praise the Lord for you being here, sister, and I hope that me sharing my testimony with you helps you as well and blesses you, because, you know, all of us have come from different situations, different religions, and, you know, we're all here and we want to be of one mind and one accord, and that is to love God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit with all our heart, soul, and mind, and to study Bible prophecy, to know what to, to be prepared. That's how we prepare, is to learn Bible prophecy. And praise the Lord for Sister White's writings. And we have the unedited books. We praise the Lord for that. And for, you know, just reading her writings help us to understand the word more and to know what's coming and to be prepared for it. So I praise the Lord for that too, sister. And thank you for sharing your testimony. We love you, sister. God bless.
Okay, thank you, thank you. And praise the Lord you stuck around, sister. You've been here, wow, a long, long, long time. But my better half is right next to me here. She wants to share something.
It's Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. And praise the Lord for all the testimonies. They're just so touching, as usual. I want to praise the Lord, of course, for my salvation, that the precious salvation that He gave us, and all the joy that comes with it. And it's just so, you can't describe, there's no words to describe this. You know, I praise the Lord that I could praise His name for salvation all day long. It's just so beautiful, and I can't wait to get to heaven, because we're going to learn more about that story of redemption. And if I'm wrong, correct me, but I thought I heard someone say in the room that Ellen White said that we will be learning the story of redemption forever in heaven, because it's so long. I just can't wait. And I also praise the Lord for hearing all these wonderful testimonies about everyone's gardens. I think Brother Eli, I echo his praise. He said that people are being blessed with more gardening experiences, and, you know, their gardens are growing great, and praise the Lord for that. And I also praise the Lord for my little garden, too. I have, you know, like Nick was saying, I have two, you know, bins of vegetables growing in our yard, but I also have little pots of, you know, tomatoes and stuff growing around and in various places. And I also have two huge, well, they used to be huge, bushes of basil, which, you know, now, you know, I'm using a lot of it for pesto and, you know, whatever. And they're little, but they're going to grow back again. They just grow back. That's such a blessing to see that. They grow back into great big bushes again. So we have it like all the way till late fall, these basil bushes. And yeah, praise the Lord. I also want to praise the Lord for the strength He gives me to work outside and do some outside, you know, cleaning the brush and, you know, stuff like that, and rearranging our bird feeders and things like that in the heat yet. I mean, only God could help me do that, get me through that. And I just want to praise His name that I got it done so quickly. And I want to praise his name for, I just praise his name for the one-on-one personal teaching studies with that he does with me. And to top it off, he gives me these wonderful little experiences about what he taught me afterwards. And you guys probably know what I'm talking about. He probably does it for you, but it's just so wonderful to, I just love when he does that. And I just praise his name for that. Those wonderful holy experiences, he gives me that I really crave and I need so badly. He gives those to me and us all. I just want to praise the Lord again for everyone's praises, and I praise the Lord for my church family, my brothers and sisters, and all the little children in the church, and everybody always learning, and all the love in our church from God, and the blessings that goes with it. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, dear.
Thank you for
giving my mic back to me. So, praise the Lord. Amen. But and I want to praise the Lord for that too, what she said about with the birds and this bush here. Because some of the birds, especially the little finches, they're messy little buggers, because what they do is if they don't like the seed that their beak touches, they wiggle their head really quick to blow it out of the way. And then they go, oh, looky here, there's one they like, and so they eat it, right? Well, when they wiggle their head like that, all these seeds go flying out onto the ground, which is fine, because the other birds go down there and eat them up, but not all of them. And when they don't eat them, like we were saying earlier, we got some fertile soil here, and so we usually have this crowd of sunflowers and all these strange plants that you never see in Indiana. Because it's purchased bird seed, right? Some really neat, like I saw, like last year I saw, because I used to have a parakeet when I was a teenager, and I used to buy this plant that had, it was dried up in a package, and you just stick it in the bird cage for the bird. It looked like a stick covered in seeds. It was just, I guess, at the end of the year for the plant to procreate. Those things were growing over here. I mean, it was just neat-looking plants, but they get so bushy and crazy that the cat figures, there's a place to hide and gnaw on some birds. And it was looking messy, and so she went out there yesterday, and it looked like a brand-new area. It's kind of cute, too, because the little chipmunks came up looking to scrounge, like they always do, but now they don't have any cover to hide from the cat. So they're constantly looking around to make sure the cat ain't around, because we got a stray that came around and decided to visit us for months. She's not leaving now, obviously. So, but I wanted to praise the Lord for that, too, because it's just, I love looking out the window like I'm up on the treadmill or on the rebounder and watch the birds and the chipmunks just nibble on the stuff we put out there for them. And now you can see it easier because she went out there, and I helped. I rolled a lot of the stuff back into the back for the burn pile, which, by the way, in a couple, 3 weeks, Brother Alvin, you and the family, like when we do our, prayer meeting here and we end it here on Sabbath, y'all want to go out after Sabbath and light that thing up, we got to wait a couple, 3 weeks for it to dry. We'll have it as a bonfire. We do it every couple times a year, to get rid of the yard waste, just burn it all up. The big stuff. Otherwise, we use a compost thing. So praise the Lord that I can see my little critters when I'm exercising. I like the little buggers. They're so cute. But anyway, I want to also praise the Lord. You might want to change your name, though, Remnant 713. I know who you are, my brother. I remember you. Your mother, Marie, told me it was you. And so, yeah, we usually don't use handles in here. But, when you get a chance, it's no big hurry. He says, this is his praise. He says, hey, brother, it's been a while, but would like to thank God for allowing me to come back and finding him again. Amen. Lost my twin brother a while back. Yes, we know, and we were saddened with you. He says, lost my twin brother a while back, and after that I just died inside and didn't care much about anything. I'm trying to do right, and I ain't perfect, but with Christ I can do anything. Amen. I would like to thank the Lord for all the rain we received this summer. It really helped us with wild grapes and other things we normally can't see because it's always hot here in Texas. Would like to thank God for allowing my mom and brother for helping me in my time of need, from $30 an hour to unemployed in the blink of an eye due to my vehicle not working. We live about an hour and 45 minutes from Houston, where I used to work. And out here in the woods, ain't much work, but I was blessed with food this weekend. When me and the kids, so me and the kids can eat, would like to see what this journey brings, but I know he'll be with me every step of the way. And happy Sabbath, y'all. Amen, brother. Yeah, it reminds me of when we moved away from the city about 2 hours away, and I got work in the city, and then, but for a while there, I was unemployed, and yeah, the Lord was just blessing us left and right, giving us, it's his way of saying, okay, focus on me for a while. And so, yeah, I know what you're going through, bro, especially in the loss of a loved one. I don't know if you heard, but one of my sons died a couple of years, 2.5 years ago. In 3 days, it'll be exactly 2.5 years. And not easy. It still hits me once or twice a week. And I just miss him. I know he's okay. You know, he's sleeping, and he doesn't even know he's dead. And so everything's good there. And he'll get up again because he was a believer when he went to sleep. So praise God for that. I think I got another PM here from somebody. Let me just check. Oh no, I think I got another praise from Sister Marie. Oh, and I got one from Sister Hannah too. So hold on a second here. Let me do the little flower first. Sister Marie, I love that email handle, by the way. Sister Marie says, I have one more praise. I want to praise God for my son Jonathan. He is my stepson, and he helps us in mechanical stuff and is always conscious of our well-being. I believe that is why God gave me another son. God is an awesome father and my God. Amen and amen and amen. I know. Amen. Every child has a different path, calling, you know. And a lot of times it's to help mom and dad, you know. So hold on a second. Okay, now Sister Hannah. Let me just see everything's right. I got to check these monitors every now and then because, you know, as you saw earlier, we kept falling offline. So, all right. She says, hi, Pastor Nick. Sabbath blessings and Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Hannah, by the way. She says, I want to first praise the Lord Jesus, the precious gift of salvation through him, his grace, long-suffering, and continued mercy towards me, correction, trials, and the many blessings we receive through him. And then she quotes Romans 8:32, which says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen. And then she says, I want to praise the Lord for last week's Q&A and how much of a blessing it was to me. Oh, yeah. Amen. Yeah, I think everybody liked it. And then she says, there's a lot more I would like to praise the Lord for, but I will finish with just a few more praises. I want to praise the Lord for answered prayers, the Holy Spirit's leading, time with him in his creation, the Lord blessing me with a raise at work, my loving and patient brothers and sisters, and the Lord's grace in helping me and us all to continue overcoming and growing closer to him. Amen. And last but not least, she says, I would like to praise the Lord for all our prayers. There have been times during hardships that I know that I am being lifted up in prayer by you, the brothers and sisters, and me. We all pray for each other. We're just kind of nice that way. And she goes, but what a loving Godhead family we serve. God bless you. I love you all. Amen. We love you too, sister. Amen and amen. So let me check my email, and I see Sister Mandy's hand is still up, and so let me just see if I got an email. Oop, I just got one. Let me just see where, though. So I got a few emails to check here. Okay. Oh, and by the way, I know we usually only have, and because this might be changing if tech support doesn't help me, the chat room when you click. Here, let me try it now just so that I don't. Because for the iPhone, it doesn't seem to be a problem because I built an HTML5 page and you guys are going straight through a portal to get the audio for WTPR. But with the computers and the Androids, I had to literally build a script to get it to work. And I got the script from the guys that own and run my server software. And it's a bandwidth hog. And so let me just try something. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because I might have to turn off that link in the chat room where you click to play WTPR, because it works. It works fine. The problem is it either is double, tripling, and quadrupling the people that are in the room, or it's forgetting to clear the bandwidth. Somebody falls out, comes back in. Because instead of having 100 or 150 families, I had to raise it to 999 in the back end in case it gets too high. And it's over 300 now. And that may have been why we crashed out earlier. And so I just want to let everybody know in advance, we might lose that thing that I built in the left of the text chat. Because I don't want us crashing. If that's the reason for the crash, I got to look into that too first, though. Because if it isn't, then I'll just leave it. I could care less if the numbers are wrong, because I don't track the numbers anyway. So, but it does look amazing, the amount of people that are joining us every Sabbath. So it could be right, because the other one has the same software, and it's only at 46 families, and so that's good. All right, so let me see my email one last time, and then I'm going to see if Sister Mindy might have something. I got an email, but it was not for a praise. It's just, who knows? Okay, I don't. All right, does Sister Mindy have one?
Yes, I do.
Okie dokie. I'm dropping the mic.
All right. I got a praise from Brother Seth. Posted a praise. Praise the Lord for the blessings he has bestowed upon the SDR movement. The resources that are found on Remnant of God website have truly been a blessing. Amen to that. COR has inspired me to create a new sign to share with the traveling public. The emphasis will be on Christ and his righteousness. The theme that it attracts the heart of the sinner is Christ and him crucified. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus stands revealed to the world an unparalleled love. Present him thus to the hungering multitudes, and the light of his love will win men from darkness to light, from transgression to obedience and true holiness. Beholding Jesus upon the cross of Calvary arouses the conscience of the heinous character of sin as nothing else can do. And that's from Christ Our Righteousness, page 41. Amen, brother, and thank you for sharing that. And just as God revealed to Pastor Nick, we need to lift up Christ. And as we just read from Christ Our Righteousness, there's so many hungry souls out there that do not know him. And yes, we continue giving out tracts and the Arlek books and what have you about, the prophecy that's going to be coming in the future. But, they really need to know who Christ is. And I think the Lord is laying that on all our hearts, we really need to, like The Steps of Christ is a great book to hand. I gave one to my coworker and she thanked me for it and it's blessing her and it's just, whoever God lays on our heart to give one to, just give one to them. And it will bless them. We all know it will. And so I praise the Lord for him revealing to his remnant church that this needs to be our message, loud and clear, who Jesus is and him crucified. And we know that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, and that goes hand in hand as well. Thank you for sharing that, Brother Seth. And I want to share my praise. I praise the Lord for my salvation, the joy that it brings, and, of course, my beloved church family. I'm so blessed to have you all in my life. Being married to an unbelieving husband, you are all I have. You are my eternal family, and I praise the Lord for that I will be with you forever. And I just want to thank you all for your support with me throughout the years. I know I've been with this church many years, and I just, I can't thank you enough for being there for me and your prayers. And, we are in the last days. We all need to pray for each other like never before. because as you can see what's recently happening with our church, the enemy wants to cause discord in our church and divide our church, and we need to just band together and embrace each other and get through this storm together. And the only way to do that is pray for each other, you know, pray that we stay strong, pray that we fight the good fight, pray that we overcome. You know, this is what we need to do for each other in these last days like never before. And we all are witnessing what's happening with our church and how others are trying to pull people away from our church. And so really, really, you know, pray for each other. And I also want to praise the Lord for my son and my granddaughters. My daughter-in-law, unfortunately, couldn't make it here. She's a nurse, and she couldn't get off work. But my son is retired from the Army. Praise the Lord for that. And so he was able to come out and spend a couple weeks with us. And we went and spent some time with my sister and my, with her grandkids, and which is my granddaughter's cousins, which they're all about the same age, so that was perfect. So they enjoyed spending time together, and I praise the Lord for my son and I having some discussions about the Bible and his beliefs, and I'm praying that I was able to plant some seeds, for him. His wife is Catholic, but she's not a devout Catholic, but she tried to get him to join the Catholic Church, and he went to a couple meetings with the priests, and my son is a great debater, so he debated all their beliefs and what have you, and so he's like, don't worry, Mom, I'm never going to join the Catholic Church, and I was like, praise the Lord. So I am thankful for that, but he's growing, and he's got questions, and he's studying the Bible, and I praise for that. And the King, he believes that the King James Bible is the Bible to study. So I just praise the Lord that, he's making progress, and, we need to be patient with those that don't know everything that we know, and that, they just hunger for the truth. And so, they're taking baby steps, and that's okay. The Holy Spirit is going to continue to work on their heart and help them to understand, And of course, I shared with my son, the importance of prayer. And he doesn't read the Bible and study it every day. And I shared with him that that's really important, because that's how you have a relationship with the Lord, is reading his word. That's him talking to you. And you praying is talking to him. And you can't have a relationship unless you have both sides, listening to him in his word and him listening to you in prayer. So I just thank you all. And we love the Lord. We thank him for everything, all his blessings, which we don't deserve. But he's such a loving father, and he loves us so much. And I just praise him for all that he does for us, and that all that he's going to do for us, because we're all in a work in progress. So I love you all. God bless.
We love you too, sister. Amen. We really do. That's one nice thing about this. We don't just say it for fluff, for filler words to say, love you, love you. No, we do love you. We do love each and every one of our church family, even the ones that come against us. Sometimes we love them a little more because we're worried about them. But again, we can't let that stress us out. The Lord's teaching me that, because I pray about it, and I'm so concerned for them. I really do love them. I baptized some of them. Are you kidding? So it's not easy to watch, but praise God. Let me check my email one last time, or one more time. Who knows? Too many might get a praise from one of you. So, all right. Nope. Just got a bill I got to pay for the newsletter. So, yeah, everything's good. So I guess we'll have some music. Well, unless Sister Mindy's got some more praise. So. Oh, good. All right. Dropping the mic.
All right. Praise the Lord for this wonderful testimony Sabbath. Okay, so I've got a couple more to share here. Sister Zoom posted in the room. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We love you. I love you too, sister. This is one of my only church families too. Since I left the SDA, I miss my fellowships. This is all I've got, and a few faithful friends I can now drive to visit by the grace of God. I pray for you all every day to be with all the congregation of the SDA Church, wherever they may be, to keep us strong in the faith and moving forward in the grace every day. Praise the Lord, sister. And then I got one from Brother Arthur. It says, I want to thank God for answered prayers, for his guidance and blessings that I can't even number. I also just got transferred to another department at my job that is very secure from layoffs. My memory is improving greatly because of the pre-vegan that he guided me to, and I'm learning everything I'm taught. Praise God for his wonderful blessings, for my salvation, and the patience God has had for me. Praise the Lord, brother. That is awesome. And then I've got another praise from Sister Denise. Says, Sabbath blessings, sister. Sabbath blessings to you, sister. Oh, she said, were you able to get Sister Letitia and Sister Zoom's praise in the room? They put it in while you were speaking. Oh, thank you, sister. I'll look. Let's see. Let me make sure that if I miss anybody, please let me know. I do not want to miss anybody's praises. Scrolling up here. Okay, Sister Letitia has a praise. Says, I praise God for his love and protection throughout life. I praise him for always providing the means and finances needed, especially now while my car has taken a vacation. It died Monday. I thank God for guiding my brother Jonathan to be able to fix cars. Amen. Praise the Lord. As he is my mechanic and helps maintain my vehicle these past 8 years, and prayerfully will be fixed tomorrow. God is good and always provides everything that is needed. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your helping hand always. Praise the Lord, sister. And my husband's really good at working on cars, so I praise the Lord for that, too, that he's mechanically inclined. Let's see. Did I miss any others? I think I'm going up. I think that might be it. Please let me know if there's any that I did not read, and I will be happy to share those on the mic. So, all right. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
Okay, let me check my email. Okay, all I got is bills, so we're good. You know, well, actually, that's not good. I want more praises, but anyway. All right, so if Brother Dwayne can share a nice song. Well, sorry about that. I got my thing on. I forgot to turn it off. My little alarms are sticky notes. So, but yeah, we'll have some music and then we'll close in prayer and have some fellowship.
Yeah.
Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for blessing us the way you have. Thank you for answering our prayers and giving us what we need day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, even when we don't even realize you're helping us. Thank you for all the blessings, that the ones we remember and understand and recall that we share today. And thank you for all the praises we're going to be sharing next month as well. You truly are a loving Father to your children. And Father, thank you for blessing us with a remembrance of everything you say to us, so that when needed, on the road or anywhere in the world or on the phone or online or whatever, when someone needs to hear some simple truth, you give it to us to share for them. And thank you for the way it reaches their hearts to the fact they can't unhear it. Even if they don't accept it at that point, a seed is planted. And so thank you for giving us those opportunities to go out there and sow those seeds. And we offer this prayer and all the praises in the name of your precious Son, our Lord, our Savior, our King for eternity, Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.